Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, locals have been quenching their thirst with Turner's Premium Iced Tea in those bright orange cartons for 50 years. And this weekend, the Turner fam is going all out to celebrate the anniversary. Producer Mallory Falk and I went to the Turner's facility in Penn Hills to see how things are flowing before the big day. We kick things off with a tour from Steve Turner, whose family has been in the biz for four generations. It's Thursday, August 4th. I'm Francesca DeBecco, and this is CityCast Pittsburgh. So I'm putting on a hairnet before we go into the processing facility. Mallory, you and I are going to look really good in this.
I'm very excited.
Here we're looking at the stainless steel tanks that we blend and make all of our iced tea and drinks in. We have basically a giant funnel blender that we put all of the tea ingredients and sugar, things like that, into. And then it gets blended into water in a tank from there. And it goes through the hose into a holding tank until it's ready to be filled into cartons or jugs or whatever we're putting it in.
There are cartons of Turner's tea on this conveyor belt. It almost looks like they're on a little roller coaster ride, getting into their final destination of that classic orange crate. Heading to the closest Giant Eagle.
You guys want anything to drink? Are you a carton or bottle person?
I mean, carton is the classic way to go. That's what I remember from my youth.
Yeah, let's go with the classic carton.
All right, let's do it. There you go.
Ooh, what do we got in here? Oh, there's a lime tea. I've never seen that one.
Lime tea, premium tea, diet, pretty much anything you want. Pretty much what you'd expect. A refrigerator full of Turners.
Yeah. Should you and I commence the interview by cracking open our cartons?
That sounds perfect.
Yep, that's good. It's super refreshing. I feel like I just want to sit on my Pittsburgh porch and admire my flowers like an old lady and drink my sweet iced tea, my sweet iced Turner's tea.
A Pittsburgh institution.
Well, Steve Turner, I'm curious, did you grow up romping around here at the farm? And was this a part of your upbringing?
Yeah, so I was growing up here all the time, working summers, things like that through high school. And fun fact, it's not actually a farm anymore. I know it's a big shock. Everybody makes everybody nervous. No cows. We don't have any cows here anymore. But we sold them in the late 90s. Just operating a farm in the middle of suburban Pittsburgh was difficult, to say the least. So we buy all of our milk from local farms, but we just don't have our own. But yeah, to answer your question, we grew up around here all the time, kind of working summers, painting stuff that nobody else wanted to paint, doing other jobs nobody else wanted to do, that kind of stuff, so.
Well, thank you for dispelling that myth. I was definitely curious if I was going to see cows today. Well, now I know my answer. No cows here. I'm curious, like, when did you realize Turner's was a household name in Pittsburgh? Obviously, you grew up around it, but, like, when did you realize it had sort of cachet in the community?
I would say to a degree in high school. I mean, you're eating school lunch and all of my friends would be like, well, why do you have to pay for this? Like, that's yours. I'm like, well, like the school's got to pay for it. So like, I got to pay for it. So like, I mean, that kind of stuff all the time. And through college, I went to school locally here in Pittsburgh. So anytime you brought it up, people instantly knew the name or knew the recognition of it. So
nice. So like you mentioned, Turner's is originally a dairy business, started in 1930, right? How did Turner's get into tea?
We still are very much a dairy processor, a dairy business. But 50 years ago, we started getting into iced tea and drinks. Started out as primarily something for people that worked in the steel mills. They could have a cold, refreshing drink rather than whatever, just water or something like that. Just give them a different option. Also allowed us to diversify our business and have more opportunities, more revenue streams, things like that. The first year we made our iced tea, we made 1,200 gallons the whole year. That was it. And now that would be like a really bad afternoon.
That's funny. I mean, how much iced tea does Turner's churn out per day?
So per day, we're probably around like 30,000 gallons of tea a day.
That's a lot. Pittsburgh is gulping it down.
Pittsburgh is like a unique region, obviously in a lot of ways. But in terms of our tea consumption, we drink like twice as much ready to drink tea as any other large market in the U.S. You would think the South drinks more tea, and they do, but they make more tea at home. We tend to buy tea at stores and things like that.
Hey, CityCast listeners. This episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But Jens, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org.
How do you think Turner's became this sort of Pittsburgh institution and stayed relevant?
Yeah, I think to a degree, like it almost in some ways happened by accident. Like that sounds kind of weird, right? But we've just kind of found ourselves like ingrained in the culture of Pittsburgh. Some of it through our effort, obviously. If we have to have a good product or nobody's going to want to buy it, it's got to taste good. But as far as the culture, I think people in Pittsburgh just, I don't know, for whatever reason, just in the early days, like very much gravitated towards it, ingrained in the culture and kind of has stayed that way as the culture has evolved and grown.
Part of the nostalgia, though, growing up and getting Turner's Dairy or Turner's Iced Tea in school is the paper cartons. So many people remember it from their lunchbox days. So why cartons?
So it started out, that was the transition from originally glass bottles. The next transition was to cartons. And it tends to be one more economical in terms of price. As people have been more concerned, and rightfully so, about environmental impacts, these cartons are actually made from, I think, 70% renewable resources, sustainable forestry, things like that. The other thing is the iced tea especially has just a little hint of a different taste coming out of the carton than the jug. And that's where there's a great debate if you're a jug person or a carton person. So it's hotly debated.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that until you mentioned it, but I don't know, something about the carton, something about it.
Yes, I was not aware there was a debate. I thought it was kind of universal that there's no comparison to having it straight out of the carton, but we'll have to find some of these jug people. Do you have a stance on this?
Carton all day long.
And speaking of the paper cartons, your label is so iconic. People can go into any corner store, spotted out of the corner of their eye, you know, this bright orange color with the, you know, the white background with a thin orange pinstripes. And you recently actually had a contest, a logo contest to get a new design for your 50th anniversary. What's the backstory there with the logo?
Yeah, so this was the first year we did our carton design contest, in part to celebrate our 50th anniversary, and it's so much fun. We'll probably do it again for many years to come, but it was really just a great way for people to have some ownership over the product that they've loved for so long. And as you mentioned, the design has barely changed in 50 years. And it still largely looks the same. We just added our 50th anniversary logo, and then Jacob Starcheck designed the Crushing It Since 72. So he was the winner of the carton design contest. The tagline is Crushing It Since 72. And basically he illustrated a carton being crushed, which frankly, he made my job really easy in order to market that, because it was like perfectly rolls off the tongue. Everybody gets it instantaneously. He did a phenomenal job on it.
And what's the backstory of the original design? I remember hearing something like a lot of cartons had that look at the time, but Turner's kind of put its own twist on it.
Yeah, so back in the day, whenever we first started making it 50 years ago or so, the company that you would buy the tea from, they also would license the look of like the original tea glass on there. Now you could like add your own logo to it and things like that. So you can still see in some parts of the country, there's some that look very similar, but that's kind of how that started. So whoever used that original same flavoring or iced tea blend, they also could use that graphic or look. And then we added like the pinstripes to it. Then obviously our logo, everybody kind of used that, like the iced tea, obviously that's what the product is. But we added the premium iced tea, our logo, pinstripes.
Good marketing, tagging that word premium on there.
It is the best.
So Turner's is celebrating its 50th anniversary of the Turner's Premium Tea at the party this Saturday. What are you most excited for?
What I am probably most excited about is we're going to fill a tanker with tea. So we're going to have one of our tank trucks filled with tea. Everybody will have a special edition quart jug that they can get filled up just from the tanker. It'll only be available there. That's probably what I'm most excited about, actually.
Well, Steve Turner, thank you so much for joining us on CityCast Pittsburgh. Cheers.
Cheers. See you on Saturday.
And if you want to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Turner's Iced Tea, check out their party this Saturday, August 6th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Carey Furnace. We'll drop a link to the tickets in our show notes. Here's what else is happening in Pittsburgh today. Come November, we'll still be able to cast our ballots by mail. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld the Commonwealth's mail-in voting law. One justice said it sets a floor, not a ceiling, for how votes can be cast from here. The same justice went on to compare the law to a dog-sitting neighbor. And a little update on the name Pittsburgh Pride. There was a lot of controversy around the longtime party planners, the Delta Foundation, before the organization formally dissolved in 2020. There was a lot of back and forth over the years, but suffice it to say, a lot of people thought Delta wasn't a good representation of the people they claimed to support. Anyway, after they were officially gone, the folks behind them filed an application to trademark the terms Pittsburgh Pride and Pittsburgh Pride Fest. We talked about this in an episode in June with QBerg's Jim Shepard. And this week, Delta formally withdrew its federal trademark request. Jim wrote in a statement this week that finally, Pride belongs to the community, not Delta. And we've got some exciting news to share. The CityCast Pittsburgh podcast is among the top 10 finalists for Best Podcast in City Paper's Best of Pittsburgh competition. We'd love it if you'd vote for us. We've got links on all our social platforms, plus in the show notes today. That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend, rate the show, and leave us a review. And it would make me especially happy if you would consider subscribing to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Talk to you soon. What do you think is the best thing to pair with a Turner's tea?
Best thing to pair it with a Turner's tea. It's got to be pizza. And I don't even know why that took me so long to think of. It's got to be pizza.